A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to be talking about the increasing number of xenophobic attacks in South Africa.
Several houses and cars belonging to foreigners have been targeted in arson attacks in several parts of South Africa, namely Cape Town, Pretoria, and Johannesburg's Rosettenville.
Foreigners, including Zimbabweans, are now living in fear as the attacks are expected to escalate during or after a march being organized by locals on Friday to vent their anger against foreigners who are being accused of taking their jobs and using social nets at the expense of the locals.
And also, we are going to discuss or talk about what's happening here in the USA, in America, where President Donald Trump has come up with laws that are targeting immigrants who are namely or mainly undocumented. So we are also going to discuss about that.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we are going to call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Madeko, Mamelodi, Pretoria, vanhu vakarohwa vakapisigwa dzimba vamwe. Vamwe vaimanyisiwa asi izvi zvakaitika kuMamelodi Madeko. Hazvitinei nokuti munhu unobva kuNigeria kana kuti unobva kupi. ZvemuRosettenville ndo zvazvakananga nezvakaitika kuPretoria West kunana Atteridgeville. Vavakativo tiri kurova vanhu vanowisa madrugs muSouth Africa, vamwe vanokonzera chitseve muSouth Africa vachibva vati ava vazhinji vavo maNigerian. Saka ndopa vainyanya kutingati kutarisa dzimba dzavaiti ndidzo dzinoitirwa uhori ihoho.
Ngemva kwamavhiki ambalwa kuqhamuka kuhlasela kwabakwamanye amazwe elokishini leRosettenville eJohannesburg, lapho kutshiswe khona izindlu zabakwamanye amazwe ezilitshumi lambili, ukuhlasela lokhu sekumemethekele esigodlweni sePretoria. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa zitshise izindlu ezimbili zabakwamanye amazwe ePretoria lezimota ebesendaweni yokuzilungisa ezingamachumi amathathu. Abakwele South Africa bethesa abakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu izalwane zakwele Nigeria umlando wokuthengisa izidakamizwa kanye lezocansi.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at +1 202 619 2077 and we are going to call you right back.
Hongu, nasi tiri kutarisa nezviri kuitika munyika yeSouth Africa, uko tinonzwa kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri kutambiswa chamutava nhava nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vari kuparadza midziyo, dzimotokari, dzimba pamwe neupenyu hwevanhu ivava, vachiti vamwe vari kuvapomera mhosva yekutora mabasa, vamwe vachiti vari kuwisa zvinodhaka nekuitawo mamwe mabasa erima avanenge vachiti ari kukanganisa magariro avo. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro kune zvakaitika mumusha weMamelodi uri muPretoria, uko tinonzwa kuti nezuro kwakaita kurwisana usiku vana vekune dzimwe nyika, tinonzwa kuti kusanganisirawo veZimbabwe vakabatwawo mukurwiswa kwevekunze kwenyika ikoko vachiparadzirwa zvivakwa, zvitoro nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tinonzwa kuti kurwiswa uku kunoteverawo kuparadzwa kwemabhizimusi, dzimotokari pamwe nedzimba dzezvizvarwa zvikuru vekuNigeria zvakaitika kumusha weRosettenville uri muJohannesburg. Vanotaura vanoti meya waikoko webato reDA ndiye akati paakatora mhiko mushure mekunge asarudzwa masvondo mashoma apfuura, akati aruda kuona kuti achenesa nzvimbo yake kuburikidza nekubvisa kana kuburisa munzvimbo iyi vese vekune dzimwe nyika vari kugara muJohannesburg. Zvinove zvaakutyirwawo newakawanda kuti zvaakupararira. Tinonanzwa kuti zvaapinda muCape Town. tine vamwe vatataurawo navo vari kunana Durban vari kuti hasisati zvasvika asi vari kuti tatogarawo takabatiraura mumaoko nekutyira upenyu ndo nyaya tiri kukurukura muno muamerica tinonzwawo zvakare mutungamiri weamerica vaDonald Trump vari kutaurawo nyaya yekuti zvisvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muno zvikuru vasina magwaro ekuti vange vari muno vavari kuti undocumented nevamwe vari kuitawo kuparadza mhosva vanofananga vachidzosirwa kunyika dzavo tinonzwa kuti vatoisawo kurudziro kunzvimbo kana matunhu kuti vange vachitora mutemo iwoyo zvakasimba vachiti mapurisa ematunhu anofanira kunge achibatsirawo vanonzi veboka reice kuti vange vachiona kuti vasiri vemuamerica vasina magwaro vange vachidzosirwa kunyika dzavo ndo nyaya dzatiri kuti kurukure wese munhu hazvirevi kuti kungotsvaga vanenge vakasangana nedambudziko chete aiwa asi kana mune nguva yekupinda pachirongwa pindai nekuti chirongwa ndechenyu Chris
yebo jonga lamhlanje ke zulukandaba sixoxa ngodaba lokutshaywa lokuxotshwa ukufuna ukwenziwa izizalane zakwamanye amazwe eSouth Africa njalo siphathe lalapha ukubana sokusiba lo daba oluphuse lufanane hayi luyafanana kuyahambelana kodwa hayi akusoze kufane nje la ukwenzakala eSouth Africa kodwa ke liyazi ukubana umongameli omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump usefake imithetho yokubana labo abangela maphepha akuhlala lapha labanye ukuthiwa khona ngabadala amacala kuzamele babotshwe babiselwe emakhaya njengalokho okuhlala kusenziwa kule South Africa abantu ababe bengela maphepha bephoselwa emagumbagumbeni besiwe elindela bese besiwa emakhaya abo sokuphosa kufanane ke lalapha njalo ke lamhlanje sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi lina lapho elikhona nxa lisemazweni wona la esixoxa ngawo omabili kuhamba njani khona ngapho jonga
tiri kumirira kuti tinge tichipinza vadari vedu mudariro tiri kutarisira kuti tichange tichiita hurukuro tiina advocate Gabriel Shumba vesangano reZimbabwe Exiles Forum kuya vadhewa mavhinga vanoegweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachishanda nehuman rights watch kuchamhembe kweafrica pamwewo nava Cassius Mpofu chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri musouth africa asi takamirira kuti nhare dzinge dzichitikwanisa kuti batane nevatiri kutaura navo kune vateereri vanyorawo pafacebook yedu yevhiyo veishona vachitaurawo nezviri kuitika kunzvimbo dzavari musouth africa tombonzwa kubva kuna mukoma Charles mubva kure vari kutiwe kucape town kuchiri right hako tine urombo kune avo vawanikwa nedambudziko rakadai iri tongokurudzira kune avo vanogara mumalocation sesu kuti kana usingagutsikane nemamiriro akaita nzvimbo yauri edza kuti paunobuda mumba uchienda kubasa utakure maimportant documents ako akaita semabank cards passport nezvimwe zvakakosha mukoma Prince Quinton office vanoti nhasi tatosanganisa mari tikatenga lunch kubasa Kempton Park hakuna iyoyo Pretoria kwakazara vanhu venyaope vakashaya nyaope vanofunga kuvanda nezinofobia iyo vachiba koya mukoma Ronald Makusha vanoti maonero angu wangu wahumbavha chete wakungoshungurudza vanhu vane mashopu chete kana usina chaunacho seni sununguka hatizivi kuti ichokwadi here kuti kana usina chaunacho haukwanisi kubata nzirowo mukurwiswa ikoku mukoma Farai Masukume hanzi chandinoona apa ndechekuti musouth africa especially muhurumende yesouth africa muchine musarira yemamwe makurukota achine ruvengo uye kuti vasina kubvumirana nevamwe vavo kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvigare munyika iyi asi izvozvo ndoona zviri zvinhu zvakaipa ndo vanhu vari kukanganisa magariro evanhu ivavo asi hurumende inoziva kuti ingatora sei matano aya Chris
yebo jonga hayi udaba lolu lunzima kakhulu jonga sizwa kuthiwa ke edolobheni leRosettenville lapho okuchiswe khona izindlu ezifika zona 14 ezabantu okucatshangela ukuthi ngabe Nigeria ikakhulu kodwa ke labe Zimbabwe sebesesaba ukuthi lapha lathi kuzasibamba ngoba kukhanya hayi bayachaya abantu bakhona kukhanya bayachisa izindlu and kuthiwa abantu bakhona labo ngabasakhulayo Vechidiki abagijimisayo besebethola umsebenzi ngoba bathi bona imisebenzi abala ithathwa ngabantu bokuza
asizwe abadi kuenda kunoshanda kuma prize kwatinosenza zvechita mari yedu abadi kupinda mune mabasa abadi kudzika pasi pemugodhi saka tinotora basa here iwo usingade kurishanda nyika iri kutotaiwa iri kufambisirwa economy saka tanzwa kuti vazuma vataurawo pamusoro penyaya yekutaiwa garisana ine vamwe zvakanaka atizive kuti zvichatambirwa here nevanhu kana mutungamiri wenyika akurudzira kuti vanhu vagarisane.
Hai chonga ngizwa kuti bona ngani silo guest yetu lapho sikhona lapho ecingweni.
Hallo. Hallo. Hallo, vama vinga. Hallo. Nare yacho inenge isiri kukwanisa kusvika kwavari. Vama vinga. Ndofunga tine tiri kuita dambudziko. Regai timboona kuti tingaite sei nekuti tine mavhidhiyo atakwanisa kunge tichibatanidzawo kuti tiratidze vanhu zviri kuitika muSouth Africa tikawana mukana wekuti tinge tichikuridzirai muchiona asi tiri kuramba tichiedzawo tibate vadare vedu. Chris.
Chonga, sicela ke lisitshayele ucingo lapho elingaba likhona. Incingo zingani ziyakhathaza kodwa lingaqhubeka nje lisizama incingo zethu. Silo 0012026192077. Kumbe nxa liku WhatsApp liyasithumela ke i WhatsApp message ukuze silifonele. Inombolo zethu zithi zona +12026194 35065. Hiyo ke chonga leo.
Regaiti mwendera yadu mperi tishinzwa zwa nyorwa neva tereri ve Studio 7 pa VOA Facebook page yedu. Anzina mkoma Rek Chinema. Uri bizi kutaura urumende vamwe koye kunyika kwako iri seiwo. Ndofunga varu kupindura mkoma Farai vanga wachitimu urumende South Africa mune vamwe wasura kutu vanu wagare munyika hii. Kouya privilege masaile anzi kuno ku Durban Central akuna mere mere asi takavayambira kuti vakaitanga tinodzorera. Muzenda Benjamin anzi changova chijairira vakashaya ope vonetsa vemashop vachitora zvinhu. Ndofunga vari kutaura ivo vanenge vachipwanya midziyo yezvinhu vachi yevanhu. Asi ndambonawo imwe video pa Al Jazeera kune mimwe misha vagari vemo vemu South Africa Chris vaumba makomiti ari kuchengetedza zvitoro zveve kunze idano rinokurudzirwa rinonakidza rinotoita kuti vanhu vasununguke ndatoona vakomana vacho vari kutopanana nzvimbo dzekugara vachishandira vachitiwo ndotasa zvitoro zvakati motasa zvakati vamwe vakauya vachivamisa.
Kuhle kakhulu chonga ngoba isiyezu kuvana aisibo bonke bafuna kwenzakale khona oku vakhona ba abanye abanengi kakhulu inengi le South Africa abathi bona hayi sifuna ukuthi sihlalisane kuhle labantu ngoba ilizwe le South Africa liyakhiwa ngabantu abavela emazweni ehlukene. Jonga.
Vamavinga vanenge vadzoka parunare. Vamavinga.
Baba makadiwa.
Tiri vapenyu makadiwa. Tine hurombo kuti nhare dzinenge dziri kuita majerasi asi tafara kuti mapinda pachirongwa. Vamavinga muri mu South Africa. Ndinodaira kuti muri mu Johannesburg.
Wangu ndizvo zvondiri mu Johannesburg.
Tinonzwa kuti mu Johannesburg kumusha we Rosettenville ndokune kwatangira mere mere. Mungatudzawo zvinhu zvakamirawo sei iye zvino mu South Africa imo.
Chekutanga chandoda kuti ndizivise vatereri ne Studio 7 ndechekuti matambudziko mirijonga inenge ichitasa vanobva kunze vabva kure mukati South Africa. Ava nemakore achitika mhepo iyo inoti ikasimuka sezvakaita 2008 yakasiya vanhu vanodarika makumi matanhatu vafa vanozvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika yeSouth Africa. Saka zvinogaroitika asi dambudziko guru nderekuti chekutanga hurumende yeSouth Africa haisi kutora matanho azere ekupedza dambudziko ekusunga nharadada dzinenge dzaita izvi zvakarewo ekuratidza kuti kune mutemo. Chepiri ndechekuti vatungamiri vemuSouth Africa vakasiyanisana mune zvematongerwo enyika kazhinji ndo vari kutunhidza vanhu vachipesvedzera. Pane mashoko akataurwa nguva yapfuura nemutungamiri weguta reJohannesburg vaHerman Mashaba vachitaura kuti dambudziko nderekuti vanhu vanopara mhosva kana kuti matsotsi vabva kure. Ndochekutanga chakakanganiswa ichocho ndochinosimudzira nekurunzira kuti vanhu vazoti ngatirovei vanobva kure zvakare kupr Pretoria ndoma mashuva akataurwa zve nemukuru wezve womafezi va malusikiga vachitati vachita sekuti mhosva dzinonyanya parwa nevabva kure kana kuti nevanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzisiri South Africa. Izvozvo ndozvazoita kuti mumusha weresort interview vagari vemu vachiti ivo kune nyaya dzezvekutengeswa kwezvinodhaka madrugs zvakarewo zvechipambi chinenge chiitirwa mudzimba zvemabrothels. Vakati ivo vava kutora mutemo kuuyisa mumaoko mavo kuti vachitanga ivo kurova nekupaza dzimba nekurova vabva kure vese kunyanyanyanya zvizvarwa zvekunigeria. Asi isu sevanorwira kodzero dzevanhu tinoti vanhu havafaniri kuregwa vachitora mutemo vachiuyisa mumaoko avo chekutanga. Zvakare mapurisa anofanira kuita basa sebasa. Chetatu, utungamiri hwenyika ngahutungamire huchitaridza pachena kuti vanosvora nyaya yezviitiko zvezenofobia, nekuti kana zvichida kubva kumusoro kana vazuma vasina kutaura dambudziko irori hariperi. Tinoona kuti dambudziko rakakura kwazvo nekuti vazhinji vanenge vasingatozivi zvavanenge vachitaura. Vanenge vachitaura kuti yeye tinotorerwa mabasa edu, tinotorerwa madzimai edu, tinotorerwa misha, tinounzirwa matsotsi. Asi hazvisi izvo, nekuti kune zvizvarwa zvakawanda zvekunze zviri kushanda mabasa anokosha mukati meSouth Africa zvinosimudzira nyika, vanochibhadhara matax avo mitero nenguva, zvinoita kuti nyika yeSouth Africa igone kuwana mari yakawanda yekubatsira vagari vemuSouth Africa. Asi zvese izvi zvinotsipikwa. Rimwe divi rinoda kuzvionekwe nderekuti vemapepanhau vatapi venhau mukati meSouth Africa vanonyanyawo kurunzira kuti pakangoitwa mhosva kana kuti pakaparwa mhosva nemunhu, chavanotanga kuziva ndechekuti munhu iye ndewekupi. Ngatiti panga paine munhu wekunigeria, vanobva vati vanhu vekunigeria ndo vari kuita zvakati mukati meSouth Africa. Zvoita kuti mukati menyika vanhu vasingazivi vaya vonyanya kuvenga vabva kure, mweya iwoyo woramba uri mukati mevanhu. Mapurisawo asina zvaanoita kudzivirira mhirizhonga kana kuchengetedza midziyo neupenyu hwevabva kure mukati meSouth Africa.
Asika vamavhinga, tinonzwa kuti mutungamiri weSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma vakataurawo vachishoropodza zviri kuitika izvo, vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachigarisana murunyararo. Hatingati here ipapo vatotora danho hombe ranga richitarisirwa nevanhu, sezvamuri kutaura kuti hurumende ngaitsigire kana kutsinyira nyaya yekugarisana?
Idanho rekumapeto kana zvichibva kumukuru wenyika akaita savaZuma, nekuti chinodiwa haasingori mashoko chete kwete aiwa. Chinodiwa ndechekutaridza nemabasa nemaitiro kuti zvechokwadi hurumende yeSouth Africa haidi zvachose chose kuti mukati menyika muite mhirizhonga, kuti vanhu vatore mutemo vachiisa mumaoko mavo kana kuti vanhu vapandukirane marudzi. Iko zvino vakanemere ndingakutaurirai kuti gore ra2008 ndakutaurirai kuti kune vanhu makumi matanhatu zvizvarwa zvekunze kweSouth Africa vakapondwa panyaya yemhepo yakasimuka yezenofobia. Asi kuti mungazive here kuti nazvino hapana kana munhu mumwe chete akabatwa nemhosva, kunyange vaitoonekwa vachizivikanwa vachidomwa nemazita kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Hapana kana munhu mumwe chete akanzi ngaaende kutorongwa nenyaya idzodzo. Ndo zvinoratidza kuti mashoko anenge achitaurwa anenge asiri ekurevesa, vanenge vachiita nerweseri vachikurudzira vachikuchidzira mhepo nemoto wezenofobia. Iko zvino makore apfuura muna 2015 mambo varudzi vechizulu kuDurban vanonzi King Zwelithini vakataura mashoko ekuti vanhu vari kutiunzira zvirwere neumbavha nezvinhu zvisina maturu vabva kure ngavabve mukati menyika, pakasimukazve mhepo yezenofobia muna 2015. Asi mutungamiri wenyika vaZuma havana kuda kuti vatsiure mambo wemaZulu. Izvozvo zvinosimudza mhepo yakaipa.
Maita basa vamavhinga, ramba yanyu muri parunhare. Chris, tinonzwa kuti havana mukoma Cassius Mpofu. Makadi, welcome.
Okay, thanks Baba. I'm alright. Makadi.
Ngiyaphila Chris.
Kunjani mnumzana Mpofu?
Niphile baba, ninjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ya, ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani ngapho ePretoria ngodaba lolu olwezenophobia?
Ya, ePretoria kulokwethuka kakhulu ngendaba yezenophobia ngoba sokuna maviki athile abantu beSouth Africa bekhulumile ukuthi mhla ka 24 February kuzaba lokutshengisela okukhulu abazokwenza sengisela ngokungajabuli ngokwanda kwabantu abavela ngaphansi kwelizwe njalo bathembisa ukuthi bazofumana thina makhulu bethathela abantu bangaphandle sengisukuthi ukuthi kungaba lobudlwangudlwangu obukhulu so ngendaba ukuthi abantu sebehlangana lezi gigaba eziningi bebuyela emuva sikhangela into eyenzakale ngo-2008 abantu banokwesaba ukukhulu khona manje sibona ama-shops abantu baphandle aluthiwe nge-weekend ePretoria West amapholisa abekhona akhangela nje azangaze lutho bathi bethi ma bebuza u-station command ukuthi kathi amapholisa njengoba ekhona engenzi lutho abantu bentshontsha iy'mpahla zabantu uthini ngakho wathi yena uzo-investigata kodwa kube clear ukuthi amapholisa indawo lana bayisekelela eluthinga abavikela abantu baphandle Then-ke khona manje ama-shops ePretoria East lapha abantu abama-shops bakhuphile impahla zama-shops azikho khona sikhuluma kanje kwamanye ama-shops khonapha ePretoria East emini kuyobaba le-looting eke yaba khona kodwa amapolisa asheshe afika sibone nje abapolisa asiza ngobuningi nakhona impahla besesihambile abanye balabo bantu balimele babethaywa ngoba bekhomba ukuthi bebezimiselela abantu ethi bezolutha ukuthi bangabulala loba umuntu uma engaba esima endleleni yabo so kulokhu kwethu kukhulu abantu abanakho ababona into ezama 2008
hayi kunzima Mr. Mavinga are you still there
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, we saw in the South African Sunday Times or the web version, the Times Live, where they were saying that there's a possibility that there is a new party that is being formed, and it is being formed on the basis of these xenophobic attacks. Have you heard anything like that?
Yes, I can confirm that there is an individual in Pretoria who has registered a political party that is focused on so-called South African First, but which is very xenophobic in outlook and focus. Not only that, one other big challenge is that there are a number of shadowy community groups, for example, in Pretoria, in Mamelodi Township, there is a group that is called Concerned Residents Association that is planning a march this coming Friday against foreign nationals, which is a purely xenophobic march, which the police have refused to clear, but which the residents are saying will go ahead. So these are indications that there is a very strong wave of xenophobic sentiment, which has not been checked by the authorities. And it's unfortunate because what is clear is that at a national leadership level, there is a lack of political will to decisively deal with the root cause of xenophobia. And we have seen since 2008 where more than 6 people were left dead by xenophobic violence, many of them foreign nationals, Zimbabweans, Mozambicans, Malawians, and Nigerians, that there hasn't been any accountability and justice for those heinous crimes. So this then gives a sense of impunity where people can loot shops and properties owned by foreign nationals with impunity and with the police in South Africa holding their hands and not doing anything to maintain law and order. Not only that, we have another problem that relates to a complicit media in some parts where a reportage of crimes there is in proportionate, if you like, focus on crime purportedly committed by foreign nationals. So if there is one Nigerian, the headline and everything else is about foreign nationals are bringing crimes into South Africa. But statistically, if you do an analysis, you'd find that the proportion is insignificant compared to what happens within South Africa. And this is the kind of media focus that then fuels myths and misconceptions about foreign nationals that are really feeding this and stoking, you know, the fires of xenophobia. So we are in a very dangerous situation where the tensions are running high, and some political leaders, including the Johannesburg mayor, the Democratic Alliance mayor, Herman Mashaba, has recently said, you know, foreign nationals are responsible for crime in the city, and they need to clean that up. So such sentiments are fueling xenophobia. The Home Affairs Minister has also in the past made some statements that amount to xenophobic statements. So there is need for a comprehensive national action that is led by President Zuma from the top that shows clearly that South Africa condemns and does not condone any forms of xenophobic violence.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafinga. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we have our first caller. Mukoma Ruramai Variku Deben, South Africa. Magadi.
Hello.
Hello, Tiruapen. Mungazora volume here, radio.
Okay, all right. Mukoma Rita Tubaroa.
Okay.
Yes, to go for a dream day and through South Africa and good drivers on from Devon to go in a Harare.
Okay.
Driver Matrat.
Sakaimim Dimri Murto Famban and Jimbo Zagatu and day, Jiz Amurguona, Nekunswa.
Don't go on my message, I'll send the rap on my WhatsApp. Watching go a little one, the change Rai Nabobato Shangar Sawirong or Pretoria. I go to work on Friday. Wow, I said I can see Friday. What you are owning? And about my own Devon, I go to check on your other Devon. I'm going to go to the gym.
Imimatimam busanga no erika na kunzwa muzibabu na kaparazwa ingawa shop kana imba.
Ah no, and na gana nuziwa kero makura gaita masinofobi and na ngwa ama. Asi tinongon bo chwa mwedu home girls or Africa. As one nuziwa Japan.
Mashoka apa amunga po wa mwe kusimbisa na munya kadai.
Tanoda kusimbisa wanje kutinga ti gare itira leti chi simbisa na pa WhatsApp. As the direct sender, I'm a message, Panama picture, and also tenders were among my pictures. They have a bit of that. That he to Miranese in the Chokadi, which was that in the Mdam Zigonefi, Mokis is the one with Takabasha or Maoko, Tinget Tifano got a trap dated in information. And Okurizira one with the Zaro, it's all foreigners. Ngawa gare wa chitirira news update ma update and stuff ndiwe kuti zvapak kuka
thank
you takawara irwa
maita basa mukoma mufamba zvakanaka muchichikaira tinyanyoda kuti vanhu vataure parunhare
aiwa ndakatopaka zvangu
aiwa kana makapaka aiwa kana makapaka zvinonakidza saka rwendo rwekuenda kuZimbabwe
tuenda kuZimbabwe kuHarare ndokwatiri kunofora.
Aiwa mofamba zvakanaka mukoma. Thank you so much.
Bazvita inyu ngoma jo.
Dirimpenyu na Chris kunoku tinofara zvikuru.
Ndese.
Okay, mukoma Richard. Chris ndi mukoma Richard vari South Africa. He said people should do away with circulating fake news. He says that is contributing to the fear that is gripping people, and he also urged all foreigners to keep abreast with current affairs, what's happening. So that's one area that we are also going to touch, the fake news. Because many people are sending pictures of what happened in 2008 and they are saying it's fresh news.
Yeah, Mr. Mpofu.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Mpofu, can you tell us about what you are getting from other cities? We understand that there is going to be this big match that's going to take place on Friday. The locals who are saying that they don't want foreigners. What are you hearing?
Yes, a lot of news is coming out from different cities, from different people, but it looks like the people who are talking about this thing that is going to be happening on Friday are people from Gauteng province. That is Joburg and Pretoria. That's where the big problem looks to be. In Pretoria, it looks like already the problem has already started. Looting has taken place. People have been beaten. The Somalis and the Pakistans, the shop owners, they have left their shops. They have emptied their shops. So it looks like Pretoria, the tension is too high. I think the mayor of Joburg, as for now, who's under the DA, the one who caused all this tension, which is now rising between the foreigners and the locals after taking office. After 100 days in office, came out in the open and said the foreigners were doing bad things, drugs, yes, prostitution, a lot of things he said about the foreigners, of which some of those things are true. But not every foreigner is involved in that kind of thing. And I think what he's supposed to do as a leader, as a public leader, that he was supposed to do when he sees such things, supposed to take it to the law enforcement agency, than to go to the public and incite violence. That violence now, which he has incited, he is seeing now that he made a mistake. Today, there was a press statement that he released, saying, no, I'm not saying the foreigners might be attacked. I'm not saying all foreigners are being involved in drug deals and the prostitution and things like that. He's trying to retract his statement, but it's already too late. The power has been started. So I think it's a very, very unfortunate incident to see the leaders, public figures, inciting violence, encouraging people to fight each other. If you look at the figures here showing how violence has been taking place in South Africa, from 2000 to 2000 to March 2008, 67 people were killed due to xenophobia. Then in May 2008, 62 people were killed, which 21 of them were South Africans. Then last in 2015, after the Zulu King also coming out in the open, criticizing foreigners, saying they're doing this, doing that, bad things. These people were killed. But all of those cases, no one has ever been taken to the court. No one has ever been convicted. But people were killed. Policemen were there. They saw people killing each other. They never did anything. No one was convicted. So it looks like the government of Africa is not doing enough to control this thing or to convict those people, to set a record straight. Those people who are killing others must be convicted. And each and every person must be must know that killing someone or taking the law into your own hands is a criminal thing, which is not supposed to be done. We have security agents, we have police who are supposed to do this kind of matters. But looks like no one is doing anything. The government is encouraging, indirectly encouraging people to indulge in these kind of acts, which is very, very unfortunate.
Okay.
So I think...
Yeah, thank you so much. Can you keep holding, Jonga? We have to warn our viewers, especially those who are viewing, that we are not peddling fake news. we are showing you file pictures. The pictures and the videos that we are showing you are from 2008. So please beware.
Chris, tinamukoma muchemu wa ruku South Africa. Magadi. I wonder if you are going to be in South Africa.
I wonder if you are going to be in South Africa. I wonder if you are going
to be in South Africa.
Ah, okay. So, how
do you think? I wonder if you are going to be in South Africa. Yes. I wonder if you are going to be in South Africa. I wonder tinofara kuti mazokwanisa kuwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pezviri kuitika.
Yeah, chaizo munozvanyari poka the first thing chandikada kutaura ndechekuti the media, it has got an influence over shaping public opinion. That's number one. Contribution yatinoita isisi muno South Africa, it goes unreported because the standard of a living of a people is determined by the GDP, of which I am contributing. Ndikatarisa kushanda kwandaita makore ese andita up and down. There are reporters on some other news gatherers who are this information and making it known to the nation. They are useful. But the media tends to report on a handful of my foreign nationals. And let me not use the term foreign because in our city are Africans. When they see a handful of Africans, it becomes newsworthy for three quarters of the time. Panofa Munu, Anutamba Bora, whatever celebrity, it becomes newsworthy for three quarters of the time. But if Panofaran, Vagawanda, Varusenza, that doesn't become newsworthy. You know what? 2 days, 1 day, that appears, I forgot, simbwa. Now, this government, I don't think kuti vanotida munomu. It's only that it's not institutionalized like apartheid used to be. Vanonyepa. I should think ivo vanotaura kuti vanhu vabvise but varunyara kuti vakazvitaura pozive no kuti takava chengeta. They went to Tanzania, they went to Angola, they went to Zambia. When their country was in problem, if we are having a problem, nenyika yedu hatifuda kugara kuno, we will go back. Saka ngavatibetserewo tichazodzokera kana mutungamiriri wedu aita se kana pachinja hurumende takuona kuti kwakugarika kupi kuzimbabwe. Chiri tauti nditi ivo vari kutidzinga in another way. Let me explain to you kuti ndine vana ndine mazsp mapenis. Taka apply, we were the first to be issued those permits. Never to apply. Vana vangu two, uchikoro, aka to expire. And then we were required to make a certain payment and meet certain requirements, which I did. Taka badara mari almost 3,000 rand. Until today, those permits are not yet out. And remember, there are two governments, Department of Home Affairs, the Department of Education. I find it very funny that Department of Education, iri kudzinga mwana wangu kuchikoro kuti haana permit, and yet inini I met the requirement. Ndakabhadhara mari yangu, which is hard end. Ndiko ndine Friday ine kana vasina permit ndabve panapa. Where do I get the permit from? And yet it is the government's department that is supposed to be issuing those permits. The permit is not yet out, but ndikuzi ngavabva kuchikoro havatide. Saka na iye zvinezvi tiri kurwadziwa zvekuti they don't know kuti this is going to disturb the region. Isisu tadrive matrucks, you know, driver from Zambia, I mean from Durban to Zambia, to the DRC, like that. Saka, what they don't know is that we are now tired. Now people are, now vanhu vachenjera because of this social media. Maningi, ma WhatsApp wana, rukutaura na wakoma, ngati chiyane neva nao. But nesu, kana wachita wandidi muno, okay, that is fine, chepa mnika mau, asi inina, ndidu kona rurira wachitinda mnika mangu, gare kwa wako ndi gare kwa wangu. Because you don't want us to work together. We are working together for the benefit of Africa. The world is now a village. It's a global village. Saka apasina kuti munhu achati iwo unogara. Those divide and rule ndi zvakapfuura kare. Takugara, takugarisana tega tega. Tiri kuvapa mabasa in a way that they don't know. Munhu ari kuZambia vakatenga zvinhu from abroad.
Ngotiga mukoma ruramai tine mumwe muteereri chingotiga.
Okay, that's fine now, but in what is I'm telling you, we are going to retaliate. If I'm not really chatting them Zambia, if I'm not really chatting them Zimbabwe, there no problem. But the government but if I tell one of the whole region is going to be disturbed. What you're talking about is going to be disturbed. It's going to affect the economy.
Regai, nimbo kubatai mro mumko maruramai, ko imimi wa mno shandira waru kuti uochi, pamsoro peyesh, rukuitu kwa shandira wa Jesus.
Vatino shandira?
Varu kuti iwo kana vachiona wo vashandi wavo vachishungurudzwa nekuti kana matongo shungurudzwa kwamunogara kumarukisheni zvakura kuti kana kubasa zvinguva makutotadza kuenda makutiza mushava mugere.
Takaitika ndiko kuti ndikushanda kambani handikushandira inini ndiye kuZimbabwe but it's registered in South Africa and the other thing that they don't realize is kuti tauya kuno vote tikutera vanhu makambani edu akauya kuno kuti brain draining vari kutora a lot of businesses ari muno. My business people, all right, why are they not saying all the foreign businesses go out? Now, and what is the name of my business? Every change that no sense, very cook. My doctors, even Nigeria, are point one, all my teachers, they don't see the good things that the foreigners are doing, but they are quick on to say that it's the Bama Nigerian. When I'm going to go, I can't remember, I should think you know, I got back to any of my drugs, I don't know which country she was. She went to. She was a drug dealer. So should you say my South Africans are drug dealers? You know, we can't use sweep with the same brush. It's only that even now they have got a high demand of drugs. This is why a lot of people bring drugs here. I've even experienced one where I go to Vahu in the Karamba and know that they okay, they don't want to do it. Why is it that there is a great demand of drug use in your country? What are you doing to stop the demand for drugs so that these people don't come? Have I ended up in Botswana because Botswana, they don't want drugs. They don't want to Malawi. They don't go to Malawi because Malawi, they don't use drugs. In Zimbabwe, they don't use. But it's a question of demand and supply. They are supposed to be doing something with reducing the demand for drugs. This is why a lot of people come here. and without interest, my priests are our foot. They even reinforce the same things that they are afraid of.
30 seconds, Zenza. 30 seconds, Zenza. So, Peram Komarama, I thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Bye bye.
Maita Basa. Christine Mumtereri, hello. Hello?
Yebo baba.
Eh, ndiyani abo uthini?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba kunjani ukhuluma lo mlevu ufana ka Jonathan eCholocho.
Ah, eCholocho.
Unja ungapi? Ungapi khonapho?
Ngikathe ngathe sizezambia baba endola.
Oh, endola. Yi manje uya kufika yini South Africa?
Vele ngihlala khona mina ngihlala khona ngila inkinga lakho. Hayi ngila inkinga ngihlala khona mina eGoli.
Oho manje udaba lolo le xenophobia ulubona njani? Sizwa kuthiwa ngolesihlanu lapha kuzaba kule March enkulu lapha babe besithi bona abokuza kabaphenduke emakhaya.
Udaba lolo ngiyaluzwa kodwa ke uzathola ukuthi ama foreigners mina ngi foreigner lana. Yithe sibanga khonokho ukuthi kube njalo. Yabona silabantu laba abethu laba beHarare. Bayantshontsha bayona bangamasela. Yibo bakhoza ukuthi izinto zithole siba nzima emasise South Africa. Second, ba-selfish kabafuni ukukhuluma isiNdebele. But uma usazi isiNdebele kumbe iTswana, we are very much safe. Yabona. Uyabuya mawuzi usithi mkoma kimi mina ngiyakujikela ngisakomizi mina. Uyabona.
Oh, yebo ke. Okokuthi wena imuli yakho ingapi? Ise South Africa kumbe ise Zimbabwe?
Imuli yami ise South Africa.
Aha, so likhulumisa isiZulu liyathetha vele li safe.
Mina ngikhuluma isiZulu leTswana lemuli yami ikhuluma isiZulu. Safunda ama languages because ngohlupho esalithola nge 1980 lakathi mina vele ukuthi angami ngikaba rutuze lawo bangakhulumisa iNdebele kuthi bona bangakhulumisa iNdebele abangizondayo elandaba but iqiniso ukuthi la selfish abafuni ukufunda ulimi lekhaya lakhe zingabayazi iNdebele ngakabala problem ngoba lakhe umuntu yafike ukukhuluma iNdebele eTswana outside sizibuya ukuthi mkoma barutuze barayi.
Hayi sibongile ngembono yakho.
Kubuhlungu kathesi lama flights eCholocho awukazi umuntu esihloneni ekhalakhala esithi hey abantu bemandebele bale problem balama flights bahlasela iground ba right beruthuze kaba ruthuze kakhulu especially bona abeHarare bezifundisa iNdebele ngafuna befundisa iNdebele beruthuze.
Hayi sibongile ngembono yakho mnumzana Mlevu.
Liza ngixolela kulaba abazanithatha kabi kodwa hayi kube kunjalo ngiyabonga baba.
Hayi sibongile.
Thank you so much. Chris, I think we can go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, sir.
I saw a report that the Nigerian embassy in South Africa or the Nigerian government is planning to approach the African Union over attacks by South Africans on their nationals there. Do you think this is possible?
Indeed it is, but I just wanted to respond to Mlevu from Cholocho. I think it's inappropriate and wrong to believe that there is any basis or justification for xenophobia. It's most unfortunate that we can share such sentiments. So I cannot let that go unchallenged. It is good that we should learn people's cultures, and when we are in community, we must learn their languages, but that cannot be a basis for justifying xenophobia. We cannot be serious as activists or Zimbabweans if we think that it is good that if you are unable to properly name your chin or elbow in isiZulu, then you should be beaten up. That is wrong. But going to your question about the African Union, the challenge is that the African Union is rather weak in dealing with these things. You remember that when there was xenophobia in 2015 in Durban, SADC was seized with the matter. But again, it was largely a talk shop that did not have any concrete solutions. So the big player, the duty holder, is the government of South Africa. This is the government that must, in pursuit of its foreign policy agenda, which is built around Ubuntu, must acknowledge the African solidarity, must acknowledge that we are African brothers and sisters, because for South Africa to be where it is, it was because of Zimbabwe, of Mozambique, of Zambia, where the cadership of the ANC was based for many, many, many years. So this is what the government of South Africa should do, to say that there is a responsibility that all the people in South Africa, regardless of race or nationality, should be protected in accordance with the law. There is no basis whatsoever, because like one caller said, then we do not want to open room for retaliation, because that could happen. We need to have an integrated Africa where there is leadership and maintenance of law and order. If there are criminal acts, the police must take leadership. It is not for communities to take the law into their own hands and begin to bash up and beat people, because there are structures and systems in place to deal with those things. And the media, particularly the domestic media in South Africa, must also report responsibly and not stoke the fires of xenophobia.
Thank you so much. That's a very good observation. Maybe Mr. Cassius Mpofu, you can also add on the caller who said that people should learn languages in order for them to be protected. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think it's very important to learn languages, but it's not good to, to the language Mr. Mlev used. I think it's not good. We need to build a society, regardless of our culture, regardless of our language. We are one people. We have Nigerians, we have South Africans, we have Zimbabweans, we have Malawians. We are one people. Languages cannot be a barrier that can divide us. I think we need to respect each other's culture, respect each other's language. Yes, it's good to learn Setswana, it's good to learn Zulu, but that, I can speak Zulu myself, but that I'll never become a South African because I know Zulu. I'll never become a South African because I know Sped or what a language which is. Because I think what is more important is to value the life of a human being. Look at a human being as a human being. Yeah, it's bad when you're a human being, right? I think it's his own, it's how he sees things, but I think South Africans, they don't choose who to attack because you speak this language. They choose a foreigner. As long as you're a foreigner, they attack you if they want to attack you. Language cannot, let's not allow language to divide us. We don't want to get to a situation like what happened in Rwanda and the Burundi, which is ended up having 500,000 of people being killed just because of the language. I think it's very, very unfortunate. Not good.
Thank you so much. We also condemn that, but I hope and understand that he may be still listening to the show, and he may get one or two things from you guys. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, there's this belief that the petty in South Africa are the ones who are mostly, against foreigners, especially Zimbabweans. Is it true? I mean, this does not only come from Mr. Hemen Mashaba, the Democratic Alliance mayor of Johannesburg, who made these xenophobic statements. There's always been that belief. What do you know about that?
Well, what I can tell you, Chris, is that South Africa is coming from a very deeply divided system of governance, the apartheid system that was based on a divide and rule. So those divisions have been projected and are reflected in the attitude of South Africans towards foreign nationals, and that those sentiments, which are xenophobic in character, are fueled by the political leadership. In some cases, at a local level, at a local council level, who believe or who use the presence of foreign nationals as an excuse to divert and scapegoat their failings. You will know that South Africa is facing serious challenges around service delivery. So when you have those challenges in the townships, in areas like Diepsloot, Tembisa, Rosettenville, Mamelodi, these are fettering and fertile grounds for xenophobic violence, because the people there ordinarily are disgruntled. And what it takes is just a whisper about someone who can be blamed for, you know, the state of affairs. And it has been oftentimes been very easy for the authorities and the political leadership to point fingers at those that are not from within that community. And in the absence of a strong and committed police force that can enforce the law and send a message that xenophobia will not be tolerated, then there is no stopping that wildfire of xenophobia, because there is no accountability. There is impunity. And these are the challenges that we have been saying to the leadership of South Africa, that if you do not send a clear message through action that those who commit xenophobic violence will be held accountable, then we will continue to have these successive waves year in, year out, and then the perception or the idea of a South Africa that is a rainbow nation that is driven by Ubuntu will just fade away because of how foreign nationals are being treated.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Mafinga. Do stay on the line. We have an anonymous caller. Makadi.
Ukulumisindebele.
Uthini?
Ngikhona njani wena?
Ngiyaphila. Igama uthini?
Anonymous igama.
Ufona ungapi Anonymous?
Ila Jobeki.
Oh, eJobeki. Ya ungasitshela ngomumo.
Ekhaya ngibuya lezimi lapha ebubi lapho ne.
Oh, se ubuye ebubi lapha. Izulu linile phela ebubi la.
Ova, siyajabulela kakhulu, kumnandi, kuhle, sodla amakhabe konke lonyana.
Hayi, kulungile. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, into engifuna ukuyiveyiza umbono wami lana, ngithanda ukuthi liwu-understand, kodwa ke ngiyazi uzokugcunula abanye bathinteka buhlungu, ne? Le ndoda ephuma emanzi ebikhulumisa isiNdebele lana, ngiyayisekela iqiniso elikhona, ne? Uyabona thina njengamaZimbabweni masila eSouth Africa. Sizokhosela lapha, sizoncenga ukuthi sithole ukuphila ngoba ezweni lakithi kuyadeda, angithi? Kodwa kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba siphila labo laba abafowethu abanye ababuya ngapha ngaseMpumalanga bakhulumiswana njengoba ubeshwe lo ndoda lo. Basuke bazibeke phezulu okokuthi bathi bona ama-South African akaphutha, bebasho njalo ngeshona, abafundile, abazi next. Sizobafundisa thina, sibaningi we more than 5 million, sizayithatha le South Africa. Ezinkulumo ezinjalo zizokuphatha njani uma uzizo? Mabe sabajabulile bephuza bayayikhuluma le nkulumo enjalo ebuhlungu okuthi nawe uzuzisola ukuthi kambe bavule iradio bashaya ingoma zasekhonale ekhaya, bagcwale etekisini bakhulumisa isishona, bakhulumele phezulu, abafuni ukuthi bazithobe bazibeke phansi. You understand?
Uyakwanisa ukukhuluma, so, uyakwanisa ukukhuluma ngesilungu?
Yeah, I can talk English.
Yeah, let's talk in English, and then we want to have a discourse with one of our guests here. He is a human rights specialist.
Okay, okay. What is happening here is that our nation, our people from Zim, especially the Mashonas, when they get here in South Africa, they make themselves like very educated people, very intelligent people, of which South Africans are inferior. They don't know nothing. And then the way they do, they talk like they say, oh, this South Africa, we're going to rule it as time goes on. We're more than 5 million here in South Africa. And they do like they are at home. But if we are here in South Africa as Zimbabweans, we are here to earn living and support our families. We don't have to be proud of our education that we earn in our country. And that the other thing, if they blame the police that they don't take action, me, I come from Bovi. Recently, there were guys called themselves Shurukis. They terrorized the villagers in Mbubi very badly there. No one was arrested. So if you compare that, that is another study of xenophobia right at home there, you see. So these things must be looked carefully. And all these Shona-speaking people, they must be very polite. They mustn't be proud of themselves in other countries' people. I'm just saying that because this xenophobia is coming to Nigerians and other foreigners, but we are not going to be accepted in this issue because of our behavior. We have to be very humble when we are in other people's country. I say that in my heart because I stay with these people. I don't know where did they get this kind of behavior. It's very, very, very painful, I'm telling you. Anybody else can support me and can tell you what is happening here in South Africa.
Ah, okay. Meanwhile, can you just hold on? We'll ask Mr. Dewa Mavinga to respond.
Okay.
Thanks. I hear what the caller has said, his views. Mm-hmm. But as a human rights lawyer, what I want to say is that human rights, people's rights, are not based on issues of social indications of acceptance or otherwise. What it means is simply that there are laws in any country that must govern conduct. And there is no basis in law for people to be subjugated by another on the basis that they are in a different country. Look, South Africans are also visitors or expatriates or foreign nationals in other countries. So would they want to be treated like that? What we want is to build a global village. Well and good, let's promote cultural integration. Yes, that is important. But it cannot be on the basis of violence. There is no justification that someone can be burnt alive simply because they cannot speak, you know, the local language. That is not acceptable. You will see and know that even in Zimbabwe, where we have different groups, there has always been emphasis on the need for integration and on the need for a respect of the law and the framework of the law. What we are experiencing in South Africa, if it is not resolved, it simply means that the country will go up in smoke. So, yes, well and good what you have said, but the reality is that at law, there is no basis or justification for violence simply because you do not agree or simply because you think someone is not coming in accordance with your terms. What freedom, African freedom, really means when you talk of African Renaissance is that African people must be free in each other's countries to travel freely across continents, across borders.
Mr. Mavinga, thank you, Mr. Mavinga. We have another caller, and I hope the anonymous caller has got a response there. Okay.
Hello. They must take a note of that. Thank you very much. But they must work it out. This permit they've been given, they think they're at home, they've got the freedom. And then they do whatever they want. But that was only to help us in living here in South Africa.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Anonymous. We are running out of time. We'll call you some other time. Thank you so much.
Tina Tatisa, and this is Andy Mukoma and my DCC, but we're from South Africa. We're from Zimbabwe. Magadi?
I'm doing okay in the shop.
Is it Andy?
Mr. Jerry Tatisa.
Okay. We're from Zimbabwe.
Ya ndirikuru Zimbabwe.
Ngoti ga nguva yacho inenge yadyana 30 seconds.
Okay, my suggestion is that Mazimbabweans ari South Africa vanofanira kutobatana vototi on Friday votopinda mastreets votoita chero attack.
Aiwa.
Kwataka kwekurwisa here.
Problem about xenophobia, it's like it's becoming a disease. Or it's now disease kuti South Africans vanongoti kana pavane va.
Asi hatikurudzire kuti vanhu varwisane. Mukoma Tatisa, hatikurudzire kuti vanhu varwisane. Aiwa. Studio 7 haikurudzire kuti vanhu varwisane. Maita basa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to Advocate Gab. Oh, I beg your pardon. We didn't get
him online. Yes.
He was supposed to be online. Anyway, we had Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, and Cassius Jesus Manampofu, both who are in South Africa. Thanks for being our guests. And all our callers who managed to get through, and those who did not, please try again. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Toti murare zvakanaka vateereri, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, tosangana muzvirongwa zvedu zvinotevera.